I think if you were to ask most people on the street, they would say, yeah. I think that many people would say that that is a requirement for going to heaven, that you be a good person. This morning, Ryan is going to come out and tell you that he's not a good person, that he never was a good person. And that's why he knows he's going to heaven. He'll explain the details. It's all through trusting the Lord Jesus. This water, it's East Bay mud. It's nothing holy about it. We haven't blessed it beforehand. It's just water. Ryan isn't saved by getting placed into this water. It says very clearly that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. However, baptism is very important to the Lord Jesus. Very important. In his great commission, he gave his disciples four things to do. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Number three, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the final thing is teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Think of that. It's one of the four things that the Lord Jesus, as he was leaving, commanded be done. I think sometimes we can take it a little too lightly. This is a very solemn moment for Ryan as he comes forward and declares to you, I stand because of the Lord Jesus. I trust him. And because I'm trusting him, I know I'm saved. So, with that introduction, let me introduce to you Ryan Glucker.
Good morning. I don't remember my life before I became a Christian. I was very young. I don't remember much about it. I read the Bible a lot when I was little. I realized that I would go to hell if I didn't trust that Jesus died for my sins. When I understood that, I realized that I needed to be saved. So I prayed, Dear Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner and that right now I can't get into heaven. I need you to be in my life so that I can go to heaven. When I was younger, I didn't know that trusting Jesus was a one-and-done deal. I thought I had to ask him into my heart over and over. I asked Jesus into my heart so many times that I lost track. When I trusted Jesus the first time, I realized that what I deserved was horrible, and my sins would put me in hell. The book of Revelation talks about God judging people after they die, and it says, anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I definitely wanted to be in the book of life. In Matthew 7:23, Jesus says to people going to hell, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I wanted Jesus to know me when I died. I don't remember where I learned that you can't lose your faith, but I realized the first time I asked the Lord into my heart, that was the one that counted. Finally, I realized that I needed to trust only once that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Ephesians 1:13 says, in him, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When you're sealed, that's something you can't break. After that, it's a done deal. When I realized I didn't have to keep asking him into my heart over and over, I just kept trusting that he had saved me. I know that if my sins didn't matter to me, I'd be doing a lot of other things than going to church every Sunday. There's a lot of things that I'd be doing that I shouldn't be doing at my age. I also know people that are not in happy situations because of what they've done, and I'd be right there with them if I didn't believe that sin was so bad. Jesus is the reason that I don't do these things. If he's willing to die to get rid of our sins, then we shouldn't be going out and doing those sins that killed him. If he died for them, we should honor that. Even though I choose not to do things that people I know do, that doesn't mean I never sin. But when I do, I can just talk to God about it and ask for his forgiveness for those sins. Not that I need to ask him to save me again, just to cleanse and forgive me. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In Matthew 28:19, Jesus says, "Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Jesus says that if you're a Christian, you should get baptized. That's why I want to get baptized today. It's a public showing that I want to follow Jesus with my life, and I want to put that out publicly.
We were talking about the great white throne this morning, right? Does that worry you anymore?
No.
Ryan, are you trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone to save you from your sins?
Yes.
Based upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Never gets old, does it? Let's pray. Father, thank you for Ryan. Thank you for his trust in you. We want to, as an assembly, thank you for a member that has been added to us, Lord, a while ago, of course, but we thank you for his official announcement of that now. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would help him to walk close to you, Lord, as a body, that we would be encouraging to him, that we would love him. Lord, we pray that going forward, he would be a man who is pleasing to you, who loves you, Lord, as he does now, that he would always remember this first love, Lord Jesus, and that you would use him mightily. Lord, we thank you for that. Pray now for your blessing on the sermon that we're about to hear. In Jesus' name.